everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is April 12th, and the topic is Too Many Details from the Daily Book of Positive Quotations by Linda Pacone. The quote is from Henry David Thoreau. Our life is frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify. Here's what Linda has to say. We keep our to-do list handy all the time. Fill it with one chore after another. At the end of the day, even when we finish several of these chores, we still don't feel like we've made much of a dent in our list. But think about this. If months pass and certain goals still haven't been accomplished, how important could these goals have been to begin with? All right. Now, I want to preface this. Linda, again, if I had a conversation with Linda, I'd say, yo, Linda, yo, what is up with the trauma-informed sensitive information? We need to be trauma-informed here because the question is, if months pass and certain goals still haven't been accomplished, how important could these goals have been to begin with? In today's climate of unemployment, as well as the job seekers that have been hustling for months and in some cases years and still coming up empty, I'm just saying there might be something going on with the hiring process and not necessarily the people. So we look at clusters and data. And the information, the clusters, it's telling us something. It's consistent across the board. These experiences, it's like one great big phenomenological study. All right. On the other hand, let's just say the goal is to clean out your closet and get rid of the clothes that you haven't done, like the clothes you haven't worn in since before the pandemic. And if that goal hasn't been done, then I guess Linda's, question is appropriate. How important was that goal anyway? Not so much, right? All right. Because again, she's talking about chore lists here. But we need to always be, as much as we can be, trauma-informed and trauma-sensitive. All right. So here's the affirmation of the day. The first chore on my to-do list today will be to decide what is important and what isn't, and to begin to simplify my life. All right. I'm digging that one. You know what? Because less is more. And at some point, we look around and we say, oh my gosh, look at all the clutter. And how does that help me with, feeling calm and reducing my anxiety? And maybe there's just so much on that list that you're robbing yourself of going out and having some fun and play because of the never-ending list. The never-ending list. Think about it. What stuff can actually say, not so much. And the other stuff going, okay, we can handle that. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. As always, we're stronger together, we're better together, and take what resonates and go beyond.